Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, because I was totally expecting you to be all like,
yeah, you know, Minecraft. Well, no. Okay, those of you who don't know, my house is super, super, super old, and I love it, by the way. That's not a complaint. Love it, but it has old circuits and things, so mm-hmm. I plugged up something, and the whole house went boom. So
nice.
So we had nothing, and I just didn't bother to come back. Also, I had an incident I told Ginger about on the show that I will not mention. It involves somebody I don't want to upset or anything like that, because I know he listens to the show. But I had to lay down for a few hours. But yeah, you all on the settlement. So what happened? What did I miss? What did I miss yesterday?
Well, people were asking, you know, about Salem. So, and they were asking about our move, you know, how far we moved, all that fun stuff. So I posted a picture, a map, on our Facebook.
Oh, mm.
You guys bring it. All I got to say, bring it.
Who is trying to come up in this? Dude, I've been eating double weed, too. Doubles, whatever.
Right?
Whatever. I don't know what it does, but I've been eating it.
It'll poison you.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm not poisoned. I've been eating it.
Apparently, there's a chance it'll poison you and kill you.
Well, I've been lucky so far. Now, you know what? Now that you told me that, I'm probably going to get poisoned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just like, you know what? No, I'm just going to study this. Study.
Well, I was hungry one time. I was wandering. This is when you were gone, I think. And I was wandering. I was trying to figure out which way was the pond because, you know, I got my fishing pole.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find that, so I went to Boston and tried to fish. But then I realized I had no lure, so, yeah, that was all that business. But, yeah, I ate a bunch of it. I've eaten, like, three, and I've studied three.
There we go. I've got it up on the screen. I had to find it. I made a nice little map as we were talking about it. So.
Yeah, you sent me that. I did see that on Facebook, but I was, you know, a little.
Oh, this is a new one. I made a better one.
I don't think this is where we are, though, Ginger.
That is totally where we are, and later I will show you why I know this.
It doesn't look like the, you know how, okay, remember when we passed by the forest with all the colors?
Uh-huh. And you see that this red and black line goes through that forest right there.
Yeah, but that's not the green. Which are we, you know, I see some green next to your circle. So maybe.
We are up in this area-ish right here.
I think we're right there to the right of your circle is what I think.
No, I promise you it's this one, but okay.
That one, you think is that one? We could be.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know. They need to fix the map. Well, what's in beta?
The map is hard, but I know this because I walked this way. And then followed the coastline to, I think it's right here, which I had to go down and around.
Is that
yeah, all the way back to Boston yesterday.
She may be right. I have a bad sense of direction anyway, especially with this game. It does not help. I'm going to need y'all to fix that there.
Yeah, because I ended up going up towards this lake, and then I came back down the coastline and then followed, because one of these rivers I can't cross because I don't have swimming. But I'm going to do that later today. And, yeah. So, yeah, I was able to follow it all the way back. And then, where is it? All right, so here's Boston. And down in this area, like further down here, is they call it the reservation. It is the biggest claimed piece of land I have ever seen.
Yeah, I've seen some of the Indians.
Oh, my God.
I contemplated joining up, you know, but...
But, you know, it may be cheaper for us to do that because 150 silver.
It's 100 and what? To do a race?
To claim, like, land like what they have? And okay, so when you get your basic land, you get your basic whatever. It's 150L to do it. Or 150L.
Wrong game.
150 silver to do it. And then there's an upkeep of, like, 300 silver per month. And every time you expand your land out bigger, that gets bigger amount of money every month that you have to pay.
Well, we get the crew together, Joe, Jay.
Joe, Jay, get your butts in here.
Silver.
I had another friend of mine that wanted to play yesterday, and I helped him get all set up. And he made his avatar, and he went to log in, and crash.
Well, when he gets in,
the laptop will not carry it.
Yeah, when he gets in, bring him on over to our settlement. We need some help.
Yes, we do. Us two girls are kicking our butts getting this done. So you guys gotta come. Y'all gotta come check it out.
Is it bad that I was feeling like physical labor when we were moving?
I know. And I almost wish we'd move further now, but because now I know how close we actually are. And it took me about 30 minutes to get back to Boston without carrying anything yesterday. And I was like, that's too close.
Even hiking?
Even hiking.
Hmm.
It took about 30 minutes to get back with nothing on my back. What took us so long is that we were slowed because we were carrying stuff.
Which I thought was kind of cute and hilarious.
It is. But now it's kind of one of those, do we want to stay here or do we want to move? I don't want to move again.
I don't want to move again either. And I like my tree.
I might do it, you know, if Joe and Jay and whatnot come in and want to come settle with us. I might.
They can carry some of that stuff because we
had exactly.
Left my stones lost behind and my.
I went back and checked our little camp. Somebody's taken it over and they even built a little fence kind of halfway around it. I was like, I'm still gonna steal your stuff.
Sure. Oh, I can't wait till I learn literacy so I can leave notes. I'm going to just leave notes to people. Yes, we took your stuff.
Yes, whenever we need hummus, I'm going back to that old camp because whoever is there has made a crap ton of hummus and it's just sitting there.
Is that where you got the dough from?
No. I got the dough. Oh, somebody in Boston was just dropping it on the ground, so I was falling around picking it up. I was like, I can't use this yet, but I'm sure eventually.
I'm like, why does Ginger have dough in a little basket?
Why not?
I couldn't figure out how you were making it. I was like, now, what skill did she get to be able to make dough?
Oh, I'm not making it yet. I just picked it up.
See, you all are missing out on the good fun. And again, if you are a softie, you're not into the hardest of hardcore, because I think this is kind of, like we said, outdoes Fallen Earth even.
Hours yesterday gathering and regathering. Because for the stupid settlement, you need 150 of the experience points for this one. Oh, I forget what it is. For this one skill, something, nature, something or other. Anyways, It's the hardest one to get, at least for me, because I don't have the skills to make the stuff to level it, at least well. All I could do was do the captivating flame. And if you do a certain, because you know how we can build the things of study?
Mm-hmm.
If you study those too often, they will start dropping in points to the point of where they are worth zero.
I did not know. I thought they might do that because I was like, I could just sit here and do this all day, and I would just raise my hand.
Yeah, no, Salem's like, no, you're not. we're gonna let you have about three of these in a row, and then we're going to start dropping them dramatically.
It's like, nah, beep, you thought you were just going to make it that easy? This is not level grinding up in here.
I was like, son of a...
Because I did three of Taste of Home or The New World or something. I was like, why am I not getting any points? That's interesting.
Yeah. So that's kind of why I set out to Boston, is I was actually just trying to gather stuff to study in between learning the flames. So, yeah.
I picked up some other weird skill, clothes making or something, cloth make. I don't know.
I can make clothes now. I can make clothes, but apparently we need a loom.
Yes, that made me mad.
Which, we don't have a loom. And by the way, those are carryable, so if I find anybody who has one, it's mine.
Put your loom down, it's on.
I'm going to take, I don't care if I had to carry that back for 2 hours. I'm taking that.
I was all bold. I walked up to somebody's camp while they were in it. And they were like, hello. I didn't say nothing. I'm just going through their baskets. Like, what you got in here? is that tender? Took it. And then just walked on my way.
I, I, was fairly nice. You know, I went into somebody's the other day, and I was like, they're not here, but I can see where they've been active. The fire is still going. All right, I need this, and I need this. You can have a twig and a leaf.
I left something behind for him. I did leave him a branch. But point being is, I figured out by his camp that he couldn't fight. That's why I just walked in. I didn't even say anything. This nice stuff in your baskets. Is that tender? I'm going to go ahead and take that. And, ooh, look at that. A little bowl or something. Yeah. Bam. Yeah, I'm like, you can't fight. What you going to do?
And I don't know what I've done, but I survived a snake bite yesterday. So, yay!
I haven't been bitten by one, but I was rather panicking while we were moving.
Don't do it. It hurts.
That's why I was screaming. You didn't hear me screaming, because me and Jen, it was one of the few times we were not on voice. And I'm glad, because she would have heard me going, ah, Baby Natrix is playing Minecraft. She's like, what snake? Where? I was like, not in your game, in mine.
Oh my God, seriously. And I didn't even see the darn thing. I don't know where it came from. All of a sudden, I just heard the little noise. I was like, and it starts chasing me. So I hit sprint and run. It still bites me and knocks me down, but it didn't kill me.
He is immune. All right, we got to get to news. Cause we...
We do. All right, so I want to do this one so I could just start the day off grumpy because it's Monday.
Why do you want to start off grumpy?
It's Monday. I'm so sleepy.
Oh.
Grumpy lots.
Oh.
Because, you know, we all know Miss Corey has a little one. I know she wants to hear about this. K-12 student database jazzes tech startups and spooks parents. Yeah. All right, so there is an education technology conference this week in Austin, Texas. And one of the most influential products is a $100 million database built to chart the academic paths of public school students from kindergarten through high school. In operation just 3 months, the database already holds files on millions of children identified by name, address, and sometimes social security number. Learning disabilities are documented, test scores recorded, attendance noted. In some cases, the database tracks students' hobbies, career goals, attitudes toward school, even homework completion.
Somebody wants to die.
Yeah, I know, right? Local education officials retain legal control over their students' information. The federal law allows them to share files in their portion of the database with private companies selling educational products and services. Wow. I did not know schools could sell our information. Is there a way to opt out of that?
No.
I will. So, no?
No, because I'm going to tell you why. I had no idea they were doing it in the first place. So they're not asking us to opt out of it. And now that you told me this, by this Friday, we'll be having some flyers ready to pass out to the parents. This is not going to happen. You're not going to be watching. I don't mind you tracking their grades and information, but the rest of it needs to be private. You don't need to know her name, and you don't need to know her social
security
number.
You don't need to know my address, my social security number, none of that.
No, it don't need to be linked together. That's a no-no. Because I've
You have no business knowing what my hobbies, career goals, or any of that other fun stuff is. I'm sorry.
I don't mind anonymously because I know that's how they get their funding, especially with Baby Natrix. Little do y'all know, she goes to a magnet school because she's the egghead. She goes to school with the other eggheads. So, but I don't mind them tracking it because they need to. That's the only way they give them the money that they get. They get a little bit more money. They're still a public school, but they get a little bit more money than a regular public school because they have to produce results. So I understand the tracking. What I don't want is it linked to her name and her social. And if it is, it needs to be kept private. If you're going to give it the data, you're like, you know what, we're not giving you their name, but here's, so-and-so, age this, and is into this, this, and this, and does this. But you don't need to be linking it to who she is actually outright. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't want, and I know this is kind of stupid, I don't want the spam mail. I mean, because if they're selling this to companies who are selling educational tools, then they are going to contact you or try to contact you.
Yeah, they're eventually going to start doing spam.
I don't want that.
And there's no opt-out because I like you, Ginger's the one the first time I heard of this. I am completely livid.
I can imagine if I had a kid who was in school, I would be hot that their information was being given out to just anybody. I mean, all right, great. You're giving it to these companies who are going to contact me for educational purposes. Do you know that everybody in that company is safe? Do you know that everybody there has been scanned and checked and made sure they're not mentally insane? And
not a pedophile.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And on the
look, this brings up.
Look, and on that note, pedophiles beware because Baby Natrix does not play.
No kidding. But it's one of those, we teach our kids all the time not to talk to strangers, not to give out their information, and we've been harping for forever here on the show to protect your information.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why we don't use our real names. There's a reason why we don't tell you where we're at or any of that fun stuff, because some of y'all are crazy.
And not all of
And then y'all are just giving out our kids' information. Just giving it.
All I got to tell you is, you think you're coming up to Baby Natrix and you're going to snatch her, you got surprises coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
She is very well versed in her self-defense and how to get away from an adult. Sometimes she gets away from me. That's how good she is. And I taught her this stuff. Not going to take her. That's why I tell her, tell him, you are not taking me. And if you do, you're going to bring me back because I'm going to be trouble. I'm going to be a whole lot of trouble. I will be this Friday down causing some mayhem. I need her to come off.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
I don't appreciate this at all. And if I got to there, local news, I know who to call. All right. Mm-hmm. It's time for my one. You know which one.
Yes, I do. Let me pull it up for you. I got it for you.
Okay. This is ridiculous. I have an unholy addiction. Oh, that reminds me. Happy birthday to you, Ural. Happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday, Ural.
We love you. Happy birthday.
If you're close, I'd make you a cake.
She would.
Of course, you know, I'd probably be burned and lopsided, but hey.
Those are the best tasting cakes. The ones that are ugly, those are the best tasting cakes. I'm serious.
Well, that's good because my cakes are always ugly.
My cake.
You know how you're only supposed to use like one tub of the, the hell am I watching? Let me stop this. one tub of the icing, mine always has like three. Because that's how much icing it takes to hold that thing together.
I like it. Okay, Jen, you got to restart that video because you started up the Sims and we got off topic. All right, you Sim fans. Joe, I'm looking at you. Joe, it's on, right? Yeah, get ready to party with class at the Maxis level of EA. University Life Expansion Pack launches tomorrow across North America retailers and on Origin.com. Those of you who have been buying your games from Origin, I need to remind you, don't go over to Steam and buy it. This is no dig at Steam, but if you get it on Steam, you won't be able to play it. Vice versa, if you bought your Sims from Steam, you need to stay on Steam because you won't be able to play it if you go to, well, Origin will give you a key, so that's a lie. But, yeah, University Life is supposed to introduce an all-new college world for Sims to leave home and embark on a journey to higher education.
What the hell?
Not only will the Sims attend classes and prepare for exams, they will meet new friends, dabble in different social groups, and make memories to last a lifetime. The Sims 3 University Life gives players the opportunity to build new skills, engage in more activities, and experiment with objects specific to their major. Brittany Henry, who's now the producer for the Sims Studio, expressed that she is thrilled for the release of the Sims 3 University Life later this week, with new places to hang out and quirky features like dumpster diving. Oh, that is such a Second Life thing. Mural painting and protests. This pack really offers diversity and something fun for everyone to love. And, of course, they're only giving you about an eighth of what you'll find in there. We all know this if you've played the game. The Sims to offer a new world, new venues, a campus quad, a lecture hall, new housing options such as dorms, fraternities, sororities, and apartments. And while at university, Sims will find three social groups that are classified as the jocks, the rebels, and the nerds. I love it. You can build influence with each of these social groups, which leads to unique advantages, such as your dream job. Mm. Me and this gum are not getting along anymore. You can also... Wow. Okay, so attending university also provides benefits for your Sim post-graduation. And if you've played previous Sim games, you know this already. They put it back in. Sims that successfully complete one of six majors at university will get an additional trait slot, advanced entry in their chosen careers, and will perform better at work, leading to more frequent promotions. However, university isn't just about hitting books and earning degrees. You can join a protest, attend a party, play juice pong, toss around a flying disc, and so much more. And as with anything, there's a fine balance that comes with juggling classes and fun. Players who have ordered the University Life Expansion Pack on Origin will also get the exclusive School Spirit Pack. Woo, woo!
Woo, woo!
And extra content, including the campus cruiser vehicle, the head of the class hairstyle, and two new face paints to offer your Sims an essential university style. Again, Sims University Life is rated T for teen and is available tomorrow on PC. And yes, you Mac people will be getting it tomorrow too, instead of having to wait 6 months.
Totally made the duck face. Not the duck face!
I love it! I love it. Look at all that smooching going on. Love it. Oh, they can.
A lot of smooching going on.
A lot of smooching going on. Oh, and apparently you can go to college at any age, as you may see during the trailer. I am so excited. Actually, today, because I got this yesterday, I think. Wait a minute. Is today the 4th or the 5th? I keep thinking today's the 5th.
Today
okay,
is the tomorrow. 4th.
Okay, so tomorrow is when you'll get to play it, if you have it. I don't know that I have room on my hard drive for this, to be honest with you, but I am very excited. This was one of my favorite expansion packs from The Sims 2, was University Life. Loved it. I love the goth and the pink girl arguing on the sides of the rooms. And
wow. The whole... Kevin,
yeah, I did love University Life, and of course, I keep wanting to get Ginger involved, but I'm afraid that we will really, really lose Ginger if she gets in here.
I tried to play the first one, and it was all right. It was my thing, but...
Well, no, you got the very basic. When they start adding all this stuff in, and you start seeing them do things, and the fact... At first, this was annoying to most simmers that you can, you know, it's a persistent world, because it used to be instanced, where it was just your house was the only one going.
Mm-hmm.
So a persistent world usually means you can go all over the town and watch people, and sometimes they're doing the craziest and oddest things, especially the insane Sims. I've caught quite a few of them talking to bushes and diving into to the lake.
See, maybe that's it. I'm not the whole voyeuristic type, so.
Well, you kind
of. Oh, my God, she's going to jail. that was my sim right there.
Yes. So, but like I said, I'm afraid to get you in. The other expansion packs, even though you're not the voyeuristic type, the building stuff, and there's crafting. There's crafting, and their crafting is kind of unlimited, but a whole different kind of thing than it is when we're playing the other games. But there's crafting your Sims can do. And my favorite one, of course, is the Hacker Sim. Anybody else that have a Hacker Sim, they start crafting and tinkering with their computer, and they make more money that way, or sometimes they blow it up, which is hilarious, too. So, lots of things to watch and do in there. If you haven't played them, you should check them out. It's probably one of the few things EA manages to get right almost every time. But I'm going to wait. I think I'm going to wait today because, you know, almost every time. Because there's going to be some problems today, I'm going to tell you. I'm not even going to open my Sims because whatever patch they're going to release today so that you can play your University Life tomorrow is going to be bad. I already know it. Don't just wait. Just wait till Thursday. I know your hands are shaking. You're tapping your vein because I was doing it a while ago, but just wait 2 or 3 days. Let the dust settle. Because I hate when my phone keeps going ding, ding, ding every 5 minutes. You people in the SimWatch group on Facebook, you Battlefield people think you're mean. I'll like beep, beep, my game, but beep, it don't work with Windows 8. Beep, 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 beep.
Good morning, Jay. I see you there. I see you there in the viewers, Jay. Good morning, Jay. You're being awfully quiet, but I know you're there.
That's because he's eating a sandwich.
Probably like, where's my sandwich? Not even right.
Ginger said sandwich.
I want a sandwich.
I want a sandwich.
Oh, okay. So I gotta talk about this one just because, you know, it's fun. It's fun. All right. GamePolitics.com this morning has a story. a little birdie told me a new app teaches children about sex in a safe and friendly way.
No.
Yeah.
I know.
Apparently, you know, parents shouldn't have that talk with the child themselves or anything. Your young son or daughter comes home and asks the one question you worried that you would inevitably have to answer since the day they are born into this world. Where do babies come from? Well, as Apple used to be fond of saying, there's now an app for that. It's called Birdies, and it's an educational app for iOS devices created by Vancouver-based educational entertainment software developer GoTo Educational Technology. Breathe, Ginger. Go to educational technology. And who is this? Who's talking? Co-founder Mary Roca says, we've collaborated with some of the best sex educators in the field to ensure the content is accurate, up to date, and as comprehensive as possible. We've left no stone unturned. Oh God, I hope you've kept a couple of stones unturned. There are just some conversations that a parent should really have with their child. Anyways, knowledge is protection. Sexuality is a topic best started young in bite-sized pieces, so parents can instill their values through teaching and establishing themselves as approachable. When the tough conversations happen later in life, the trust, respect, and communication have already been established. Created in consultation with health professionals and researchers, Birdies helps parents teach their children what they need to know about sexual health, when they need to know it, and more in a fun and interactive way. It covers some pretty harrowing topics for parents, too, like the whole baby question, inappropriate contact, and more. Parents, do you really need an app for this? Is it that hard to sit down and talk to your child?
You know,
seriously?
For some of them, it is. And I don't know why. I think some of you, these people go into their own heads about, you know, yeah, just tell them. Baby Natrix knew at 5. As soon as she asked me, we sat down, and I did what my mother did, which was, you don't have to get all sexy with it. You can take it straight clinical. This is how it works. This is what you have. This is what they have. This is how it works. This is what happens when you do this, and this is, you know, what you need to do. And ironically, once you take all the mystery out of it, you don't get asked that question anymore.
No. And they understand. And
yeah.
It's a lot better than learning from their friends come middle school when you've not discussed anything from them and they are doing things they shouldn't do because, oh, hey, everybody else is doing it because you're not talking to your kids.
My proudest moment was this year she came home and she said that she heard the girls in the bathroom. One of them was saying that how you get the baby is through the belly button. And she said, no, I corrected her and told her that is not how that happens. But my mommy said not to share if your mommy hasn't told you, but that is not correct. And she said she walked out of the bathroom. I was like, high five.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. See, Baby Natrix is just amazing.
Knowledge is power, people. Knowledge is power.
It is. You can find Birdies on the App Store right now. You can check out the app's official web page over at birdiesapp.com. And Birdie is BIRDEESAPP.com. Birdies modules.
I want to see exactly what they're doing. Are they being helpful or are they actually telling? Because if they're helping, like they have all the information in one place, is different than actually you telling. You know, they said, I wouldn't want help. You know.
Well, from what I understand, at least what I'm reading, it looks like this is an app that you give your kids to read. So you don't have to talk to them.
No. You should talk. You should talk.
Yeah, and the modules are priced at $4.99 each.
Oh, they'll be a no.
Currently include Tiki module, which starts at ages 2 through 5, Pipit module, which is our ages 6 through 8, or $8.99 for both age groups. So,
people, talk to your kids. And yes, you need to explain to them about inappropriate things. And I'm going to share this with you, and then I'm going to move on from this story. My cousin and I were having this conversation about Baby Natrix and her knowing about sex and, yes, about rape and child molestation. And her argument was, well, she's too little, and it takes away their innocence. And I said, if a pedophile got a hold of her, do you think he's going to look at her and say she's too little?
No kidding.
No.
So
she has to know.
Experience. They don't care.
Yeah, she has to know that this is not appropriate. She has to know that it's not okay for this person to be doing this to me and be able to tell me what has happened. You know, I'm hoping nothing ever happens to her, but if it does, I'm, you know, confident.
You want her prepared. You want her to be able to take care of herself.
I'm raising a baby that's going to survive the apocalypse of any kind.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell you. We were in... I don't even remember where we were this weekend, but this guy was behind us with one of those little mini shovels, a little trowel. It's like an oversized trowel, but it's like a shovel.
Yeah.
And we both turned around and we looked at the shovel and we looked at each other. Zombie. Zombie. That would be good for a zombie. That's just, we're out of control. Anyway.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, Nintendo. And I'm sorry for the second gush to your ear. Right now, going on at South by Southwest, which... was supposed to be it, but it's cold. Visitors to this year's South by Southwest Gaming Expo, which is going on now. If you're down that way, make sure you pop on by. You can go behind the scenes and experience a lineup of unreleased games from Nintendo for both the new Wii U and the Nintendo 3DS handheld system. This is from the latest installments of classic franchises. They have some new software they're going to let you interact with one way or another. In some fresh, new, and exciting ways, they say. This is going to be a 3-day event, from Nintendo at least, which will feature the public debut of several Nintendo 3DS games here in North America, including a guided demo opportunity with what's going to be my new addiction sometime this year, Animal Crossing New Leaf. Oh, man. Handshaking. As well as a playable demo for Nintendo eShop titles Harmonite and of course, Blue Sheet, no, Nintendo, stop it with the names. Visitors can also play play unreleased Wii U titles like the open world fun of, and I'm going to cover my ears when I say this, Lego City Undercover.
I love me some Legos.
Damn it, the ear covering didn't work because the headphones are on it. the high octane racing of the new Need for Speed Most Wanted U from EA, and the team based action of Monster Hunter Ultimate from Capcom. That sounds kind of hot. Team based?
It is. Yeah.
Hearing about upcoming games is one thing, but the Nintendo, but with Nintendo, the proof is in the playing, said Scott Moffitt of Nintendo. Yeah, Nintendo of America's executive vice president of sales and marketing. South by Southwest is where fans of all types, entertainment, and technology come together, and we'll have games on hand to excite every visitor. South by Southwest Gaming Expo is open to the public. Actually, it's not going on this week. I'm all ahead of time. It's actually next week. And it runs March 8th at the Palmer Event Center, 900 Barton Springs Road. We know where that be, don't we, Ginger? This is Nintendo booth is number 500. You can come and find game demos and giveaways while supplies last. And what else is going to be there? Pikmin 3, The Wonderful World 101 from Nintendo, Lego City Undercover, Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, Need for Speed Most Wanted U, Wii U powered by Google from Nintendo. I don't know what that is, but it sounds awesome. New Super Mario Brothers U, Nintendo Land. That's on the Wii U, and for the 3DS, it'll be Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon, Animal Crossing, New Leaf, another Lego City Undercover, The Chase Begins. I didn't know they had two. Ooh, that's hot. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Gates to Infinity from Nintendo, Curse Bloosh from Nintendo, Harmo Knight, Monster Hunter 3 again.
Harmo Knight.
Castlevania, Lords of Shadow, Mirror of Fate, and Fire Emblem Awakening. Now, remember that the Wii U and Nintendo 3DS feature parental control. They want you to know this. They put it in nice letters that let you manage the content your children can access. And for more information about the features, you can go over to Nintendo.com or Nintendo.com /DS, whichever one you want to check out. Oh, awesome.
That is awesome. That is really, really, really cool.
By the way, Baby Nature, who will be listening to this later, I know you figured out how to get around the parental controls, and I changed them. Ha ha.
Ooh! Oh, you've been busted. You've been called out on air.
We can work this out, me and you. Every time you figure it out, I'm going to change it.
you know you just, like, issued a challenge, right?
I like what I do. You've been born to a non-techie, Mommy. You done messed up.
that's awesome. That's awesome. Oh my gosh. All right, so let me get this trailer up for you so I can show it to you. There we go. But you know what? I'm just gonna make it small, make it bigger. There we go. Jones on Fire. Fire! All right, it's through the App Store review, releases March 7th, 2013. If you want to have your Jones right meow, check out the soundtrack. Glassbottom Games, a fancy fresh independent developer of mobile and PC video games.
Did you say fancy fresh?
Huh?
You really just said
fancy fresh, yeah.
Fancy fresh.
I know, right? Oh, they are happy to report that Jones on Fire is finally through the App Store review process. The binary got rejected a few times, but thanks to a speedy final turnaround by Apple, Jones on Fire is raring and ready to go for release on March 7th, so in 3 days. Jones on Fire is a high-speed action game of kitty-saving and flame-evading, running and jumping, where you are the hero. Become Emma Jones, firefighter extraordinaire. Tough cookie and kitten lover. Beat 10 levels of dangerous mountain terrain, improving Jones' skill with every fluffy life saved. Dominate your friends on the kitty-saving leaderboards and gain the adoration of millions of cats. Yay! I like that.
Hold
it's a girl.
Down. Hold them
it's
down.
A girl. That is cool. Wow.
Oh, why do I want to play this? It looks like Minecraft, but I want to play
it. I know, right? It does look like Minecraft. By the way, YouTube, you need to find a way to not be showing me the videos at the end, because I don't know what that one was. That was a little weird.
Dubstep trailer. Calculations complete.
Cute.
All right, get ready because the next gadget is upon us. I told you this was going to happen. People are saying there's a rumor that Apple will be creating creating a watch.
Really?
Yes, yes.
What a watch are you talking about?
A watch that goes on your wrist called iWatch. Is this a rumor? Yes, it's just a rumor. Verge is saying that they're hearing that the iWatch will run iOS and is expected this year. Naturally, right now they're struggling. So say again, rumor. Yes, I'm doing the air quotes. Said it's currently aiming for a 4 to 5 day battery life. Oliver Chen, speaking with Bloomberg, estimates that a 10% share for Apple in the watch market would lead to a gross profit of $3.6 billion, while it would only lead to $1.79 billion profit in televisions. Because, you know, yeah, the television thing is, yeah, Apple TV. Yeah. Anyway, so the biggest Apple rumor at the moment, of course, is their smartwatch, and again, dubbed iWatch by gadget geeks that will communicate with your smartphone. But over the past few years, of course, the rumor has also been out about the Apple television. I actually have two stories in German. I'm doing another one. I forgot to do.
Okay.
Both markets could use Apple's innovation, but I don't know. Bloomberg is pointing out that Apple's design head Jerry Ive has been a huge fan of Nike sports watches, so Apple will need something to compete with Project Glass, you know, that little Google thing, which will be available later this year for $1,400. I will not be having any Google Glass. We would like to have
Google. Holy crap.
Yeah, there.
I'll just go have my eyesight fixed. Thank you.
Mine is fixed, and it costs more than that, but at least mine won't need any my upgrades are free for life. Let's put it that way. So you're going to give me the Google Glass, and it's free upgrades for life? Good.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Also, if you guys remember, a few months ago we told you Jerry Bruckheimer was wanting to get into gaming and game development. Well, now he got out.
He got out. He got in and then got out.
Yes. Okay. Jerry Bruckheimer Games, the game development studio of film producer Jerry Bruckheimer, has shut down.
Aw, this is too hard for him.
He told someone over at GameSpot that the studio was no longer active. The rep followed the statement with further confirmation that Jerry Bruckheimer Games, I'm sorry, was no longer a functioning entity.
Yeah, it's probably good you fixed that.
According to Games GI International, GI.com, the studio was founded in late 2007 as a partnership between Bruckheimer and MTV Games. Bruckheimer Games was intended to create multiple new IPs, hiring Ubisoft Senior Vice President Jay Cohen and Microsoft Executive Producer Jim Vavert to steer production. Vavert joined Zynga in 2012 as a general manager of the Seattle branch, while Jay Cohen remains the chairman of the Academy of Arts and Sciences. Bruckheimer, what were you trying to do?
Impress the girls.
Oh, no, it was like a waste of money.
I don't understand that. Why would you waste money?
I don't understand waste of money. I mean, you went and you hired some heavy hitters. Why did you never do anything with it?
Well, he didn't even last a year, did he?
Well, no, it's been about, 2007 is when they formed it, but they haven't done anything.
Okay.
Yeah, they did nothing with it, them and MTV Games. I don't know, I think MTV does a couple of games, but, yeah.
Games that they put out, beer pong?
Something like that, something that's, you know. Well, no, they were along with the whole Rock Band, Guitar Hero.
That's true. I didn't think about that. I'm sorry, every time I think of MTV and video games, my brain just goes to...
Well, thinking of MTV.
What kind of games would they be playing?
Thinking of MTV in correlation with any kind of music is a stretch. I'm surprised they did Rock Band with all the shows you have.
Music. Slip of the tongue there.
You mean TV. Oh, yeah, they should call RTV. Come on, MTV. Anyway.
MTV, TV for the stupid people. Anyways, Microsoft is in trouble, about to get their PP smacked hard. Denmark is mad at you, and they are coming for you, Microsoft. Denmark wants $1 billion in back taxes from Microsoft. $1 billion. Denmark wants Microsoft to pay $1 billion in back taxes on one of the biggest tax cases in the country's history. This is being reported by local media in Denmark. The Danish tax authority is in negotiations with Microsoft over unpaid taxes stemming from the $1.88 billion takeover of Danish software company Navision? Navision, I think is what it's called.
Get it out.
Yeah, I was like, Navision? Wait. Well, anyways, blue planets everywhere. They bought it in 2002. Danish Radio DR says, and quoting an unnamed source is what they're doing here, the tax authority claims Microsoft sold the rights to Navision, successful business planning software, now under the name of Dynamics Now, value to a subsidiary in Ireland. As a result, the tax authority is claiming 5.8 billion crowns in back taxes and interest from the sales of Dynamics Nav. A Microsoft representative in Denmark declined to comment on the report. The Danish government proposed in February to gradually lower the corporate tax rate to 22% from 25%, while corporate tax in Ireland can be as low as 4.5%, depending on the type of business. A recent U.S. government report said U.S. multinational companies reported 43% of their overseas profits in tax havens like Bermuda, Ireland, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and Switzerland in 2008. So anyways, Microsoft, pay up, man. $1 billion? That's a lot of money. That's not even like pocket change. That's ouch is what that is.
Ouch. How do you... Who is watching the books that they didn't know we owe this kind of money? Who did... Why?
I don't know, right?
Who
Microsoft is... Microsoft is not looking good. That's a big goof. That's a big mistake. Ouch.
Wait a minute. Is it a billion or a million?
Billion. Billion. B. $1 billion.
Oh, man.
A lot of money. I mean, $1 million would be like nothing for Microsoft. But $1 billion?
Well...
That's a lot of money. That's still probably not just a whole lot for them, but $1 billion? Ouch.
All right. It'd be time for some charts.
Yay, we've got charts.
All right. It'd be that time. Let me clear
number
my phone.
Number 10.
Yes, number 10. Hitman Absolution.
Yes, because we love us some naughty nuns.
That's right. Number 9.
Number 9.
Yes, it'd be Assassin's Creed. Number 3.
Creed.
Also, coming in at number 8. Mm-hmm. Dead Space 3. What's with all the 3s? Can we get some new games in here? Just saying.
Right. And I'm sorry if you just heard that crunch in your ear. My bad.
I didn't hear a crunch, but I'm very upset. Number 7.
Number 7.
Aliens, Colonial Marines.
No, not the Colonials.
Hoorah. in space. Okay, so that's what it should have been called. Number 6.
Hoorah in space?
Hoorah in space. Number 6. Marines are going to come after me. Need for Speed, Most Wanted.
Yeah, baby, we need some speed.
That's right. Number 5.
That game's beautiful. Number 5.
It is gorgeous. Far Cry 3.
Yay! I've not played it, so I don't know anything. So, yay!
I want to play it. Mm. Number 4.
Number 5.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Yay! Actually, that's not bad. I played that a couple of weekends ago.
I like multiplayer. Not multiplayer, but co-op. I like the co-op. I'm not fond of it.
I liked that stupid, what's the one of the little towns, the mock-up of the homes and whatnot, Nuketown. I like that Nuketown is an add-on, so not everybody's wanting to play that stupid thing all the darn time. I hate it.
Yes, quite nice, quite nice. Then you have number 3.
Number 3.
Which I will never play. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. I'm out. It's over between us, Snake. That right here.
Broke up with you.
And broke up with you, Snake. It's over. Y'all want to guess what number 2 is?
Number 2, FIFA 1000.
FIFA 13.
Okay.
I got to guess me a copy of that FIFA business. I'm not even joking.
I know, right? Because, like, everybody is playing it, apparently. Everybody but us. Because, you know, we're too busy playing The Sims.
Hey, see, you're making jokes, but I'm going to be playing The Sims. I can't even lie. I will be playing some Sims at some point.
I will be taking over the world, and yeah.
I'll be playing both at the same time because that's how I roll. And number one.
Number one.
The women go crazy about a sharp-dressed man in Crisis 3.
Hell yeah. Rawr, baby, rawr.
Oh, man. When is the Walking Dead game coming out? Oh, it was so good yesterday.
I don't know. Oh, yes, that's right. You are watching the show.
Oh, yes. It is so good. The fighting breaking out. It was lovely yesterday. Oh, we got one of them. I'm not going to tell anybody. Some of you out there do watch Walking Dead that listen to our show. I'm not going to tell you anything. Let me just tell you it was good yesterday.
I don't watch it. All right, but
you can get they're re-releasing the episodes from day one in black and white. By the way, some of you who haven't watched it yet want to get caught up. Yeah, so check your Netflix. It'll probably be in black and white, so you have to see the gore in black and white. But you know, your brain will switch it over.
Yay!
Do it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I will say that the regular, at least the first season, or whatever season it was last time, was in color. Anyways.
No, they re-released the whole thing. All of it's in color, but they re-released the old school zombie movies.
Okay. Cool. All right, so Time Warner, you and I are going to have a sit-down, come to Jesus. Just saying. Time Warner Cable, pulling this from GamePolitics.com, says no consumer demand for fiber gigabyte internet. That's right, you heard that right. It says there is no, absolutely no demand for their fiber gigabyte internet. You need a laugh to injure. All right, this was written on Friday. The Verge put out a report that's going to make you laugh. In it, a Time Warner Cable executive responded to a question about Google's impressive broadband speeds on its new Kansas City broadband fiber network by saying that its customers don't want the blazingly fast speeds that a gigabyte internet can provide.
The hell we don't.
I know, right? I'm all like, excuse me? Gimme. Speaking at the Morgan Stanley Technology Conference, Time Warner Cable Chief's Financial Officer, Irene Stupidhead, I'm sorry, her name's Estevis, my bad, says we just don't see the need of delivering that to consumers. We are already delivering 1 gigabyte, 10 gigabyte per second to our business consumers or customers, so we certainly have the capability of doing it. Estevis also said that the residential consumers have shown little interest in TWC's top internet tiers.
You don't tell anybody about it.
Don't tell us. And how much is it? Because I'm going to pay for that. A very small fraction of our customer base ultimately chooses those options. If Google finds the magic pill and finds application that require that and develops a need for it, well, terrific. We would build our product base in order to deliver that. Okay, I'm just going to tell you, here, Timbuktu, Texas, in the middle of nowhere, I want it. Gimme. Corey, they're not giving it to me. I want it. Why won't they give it to me?
Okay.
I want it. Gigabytes. 10 gigabytes. Oh.
I'm a little upset because they really don't advertise. I love when they say that and they say, oh, someone said that. Nobody's interested in that.
I know. I've had their service for years now, though I usually complain about it because I'm out in the boonies and it's crap. But if they could get me that out here in the boonies, I would pay more.
Well, those of you, this news is not going to be pleasing because this means problems down the road. Those of you who have the service Gamefly might want to pay attention because this might cause an interruption in your games. Mm-hmm. This actually came out late in the evening on Friday, but there's some rumors saying there's some big cuts at video game rental company Gamefly. GI International did confirm that the company did indeed lay off 15% of its workforce. Gamefly said that the company could operate more effectively with a smaller team. And they're quoted as saying, actually, this is Dave Hottis, who's the CEO at Gamefly, says, we recently made the difficult decision to restructure our organization better, align ourselves to the existing console and digital games markets. He said, we studied our business and determined that we could operate with a smaller team while continuing to provide the same high level of service to our customers. Some of the people would argue that your level of service is high. He continued, aside from a greater focus in our software development efforts, we're not making any significant changes in our console subscription or digital download business. Gamefly remains profitable with a strong balance sheet. We would like to thank all of our employees for their and continued dedication and hard work. For those that are leaving us this week, we sincerely appreciate all your efforts over the years, but get GTFO. With more and more industry going digital, it's unclear that the future of a physical mail order game rental service, what future they'll have, if any. Gamefly, of course, has been building up its own digital PC game service during the last year, offering a wide variety of digital downloads, both with Steam, Origin, and, of course, Redbox on the horizon with their own digital service, taking on Netflix, which means they're coming for you next, Gamefly. It's going to be a tough market for them to be in. Ooh, Gamefly.
You've been in trouble.
You're gonna get us.
I'm so sorry for all the people who got laid off. We hope you find jobs quickly.
Oh, they're fine. They're at home collecting unemployment. They're gonna be playing The Sims with me tomorrow.
Very nice.
Because I'm telling you, if you don't collect unemployment, hey, you know what? We live in a country that tells us it's wrong to collect unemployment, but they were taking the money out of your check. They're just paying you back what they took. So go ahead and
exactly.
Sit home and chill out for
exactly.
Just a little while. Just a little while. I didn't say stay on it and just be living on it, but go ahead and take you a nice little break. That's your vacation. A couple weeks off before you jump back in there. Also, you know what, Gamefly? I have never liked you. We have never
I never use their services, so this doesn't really affect me. So.
Yeah, I have never really liked them. I think the idea was excellent, but
Redbox did it better.
They did. Gamefly, you should have had a physical presence. I know they keep, this is what I don't like about the industry. Everything's moving to digital. You're still going to have people and parents who do not understand what the hell digital is, and they're still going to go out to a box to rent the game because that's just what they do.
And until I can actually rent a game digitally where, you know, it's only on my system or only playable for so long, then, yeah, I'm going to go pick up the physical version to rent because I don't want to buy. I don't want to pay $60 for a lot of these games that I'm going to play through in one weekend and then not want to play again.
And
so.
Keep in mind, you get a whole lot of money out of somebody renting because, you know, I may not finish it this weekend, somebody like me.
Exactly. And I'm one of those, I started it, I'm going to finish it.
I'll come back later. You know, it's raining, I feel like curling up on the couch, playing a little Assassin's Creed. Not today, but you know, that's how I am. I feel like playing a little Assassin's Creed, get my blanket, got my biscuits and tea.
Oh, girl, it is cold here, and everything you're saying is making me want to go sleep more.
Yep, right there with you.
All right, so Cablevision.
Uh-oh. Cablevision? Where you reach back and grab that from?
Well, apparently they're still around. Cablevision disconnects serial infringers for 24 hours under new Six Strikes anti-piracy scheme. Well, the Six Strikes anti-piracy program agreed upon by internet service providers and intellectual property owners, who wrote this, went into effect this week. Service providers and the entertainment industry have not been so keen on sharing what the ramifications are if users are accused of engaging in copyright infringement online. Most ISPs have to educate consumers on the evils of illegally downloading and sharing copyrighted materials, and that it has very little to do with punishing individuals. But as Torrent Freak points out, some ISPs are punishing users with disconnections, even if it is only for a limited amount of time. One such ISP is Cablevision Optimum Online, who revealed that it will respond to individuals it determines are serial copyright infringers. The company will temporarily disconnect customers from the Internet after they have received multiple copyright alerts. That disconnection will last for 24 hours, but can be lifted after the customer calls a Cablevision hotline. This will only happen, they say, if a subscriber's copyright infringement activities continue after several educational alerts. Oh, I think my voice is going. I can hear it. If instances of alleged copyright infringement continue, Optimum may temporarily suspend your Internet access for a set period of time or until you contact Optimum, the ISP writes. The set period of time, like I said, is a full day and night. Your Internet access will be temporarily suspended for 24 hours unless you call into the Cablevision number provided on the notice. The company does not explain just what will happen when a customer calls into that customer service line, including what might be discussed. It should be noted that Six Strikes scheme is not mandated by any state or federal law. It is a partnership between service providers and rights owners in the U.S., That is why some cable operators are not involved in it at all. The ones not involved are CenturyLink, Charter, Cox, and other smaller providers across the United States. So I'm very upset that I no longer have Cox Internet. I had Cox Internet back at my old place. I miss you, Cox. Y'all were awesome. I never had an issue with my internet going out randomly.
You know, I need you to stop saying that.
Cox, Cox, Cox. I just feel it. Cox.
Yeah, sure. Oh, man. Speaking of which, it is sex all week. Now, I want to specify that. This is our night shows, not during the day. So don't come here looking for stuff during the day. So tomorrow night, we'll start sharing with you some sexy things going on in the Second Life, and then we'll continue on Thursday night. We might post some stuff on the site, maybe, possibly. We got to be careful with that because we don't want y'all.
AOL 2.0, Jay? Really? Really?
I don't even know what to say about these people and their
You do not need ridiculously fast internet speeds?
Yes, I do.
What?
How else am I going to pirate?
Oh, it's a family show right up until it's after 8 o'clock and then all bets are off.
I'm going to need that.
The kids should be in bed. They should not be listening to us. And then, well, there we go.
All right, it's about time for us to get out of here.
Well, we got about 4 minutes, but yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to get out of here. I got to get ready. I got some cleaning to do. I got some simming to do. Got to be ready for that.
Corey is fiending. It's fiending. Jay!
It's way back and grab fiending. Did y'all hear that? Oh, my God, Ginger. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah.
But y'all know I got to get ready. To get ready. All right. Anyway, you know where to find us, GameAndAtrix.com, GameGirlsRadio.com. We be everywhere. And if you want to join us in Salem, you have to let us know because this is not like other MMOs. We will not.
Jay, come join us in Salem. It's free. Come do it, Jay. Do it, Jay.
And then, you know, we'll come and get you and bring you out to our settlement. And, of course, after that, you better learn how to fend for yourself quickly.
Jay, you know you want to come play with us. Your future wife needs you in Salem.
I wonder if you're going to be able to get married. Now, we have kinship, because Ginger and I are kin, so I wonder if we're going to be able to marry folk and have babies and stuff.
That is an interesting idea.
It might be. Anyway, we will see you guys later on. Tomorrow. Like, some other.
Back door cracked, we don't need a key. We get him for free. No VIP sleeves. Now you're one of us, you're coming with me.
it wasn't girls. Mwah, 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 mwah.